Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Bids and Purchases Committee, Monday, June 6th, 8:30 a.m. Item number one is the call to order, which I have just done. So we will go to item number two, approval of the minutes from the May 2nd, 2022 meeting.
Move for approval.
Second.
All right, do we have any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Public comment period. If anybody has anything they'd like to address us, we'll give you up to 3 minutes to address it to us. If not, we'll move on. Not seeing anybody, then we will move on to the next item, which will be award of contract for town hall security guard services. I'll defer to whoever would go ahead.
Good morning. I'm Tammy Harness, Deputy CFO, sitting in for Marcy today.
Oh, okay.
The town hall solicited bids for security guard services for town hall. 4 bids were received. Staff reviewed the bids for experience, past performance, its management plan, quality control, and pricing. BWH Security LLC was found to be the best value, responsive, and responsible bidder. Staff therefore recommends awarding the contract to BWH Security LLC in the amount of $142,250.
Okay, thank you. Committee, anything?
My only question is this the current security service or a new?
This is not. This is going to be a new service.
And how do they know to put a bid in for the whole year in a lump sum? How would they know to do that?
I believe RFPs went out and we got 4 bids in for that. So it was through the bidding process.
Okay. Just to me would be hard to do. That's why I asked the question.
I can answer that.
Great.
It actually is set up where we have 3 guards, 1 armed, 2 unarmed.
Excuse me, would you do me just let us know your name, the address for the record?
She's our procurement officer.
Good.
So we actually did the solicitation and we were for 3 guards and they were 4 with each floor.
Okay. Right. And we own the device that they use for
service for contract for on-call traffic signal maintenance.
Okay. The town solicited bids for on-call traffic signal maintenance from the South Carolina State on-call traffic signal contractors. Only 1 bid was received. Staff reviewed the bid and found Sierra's Construction LLC to be responsive and responsible. Staff recommends awarding the contract to Sierra's Construction LLC in the amount of $30,000 for annual inspection and routine maintenance, plus hourly rates of $350, $290, and $135 to provide for on-call traffic.
Emergency service mobilization.
For the emergency hours, that's built into the 3 hourly pricing brackets.
Right.
The $30,000 is just for the annual inspection and routine maintenance.
Okay. And will they be working on our detection devices?
Mr. Aton is here.
We have our experts
that?
Here in the audience.
That's why I'm asking
again.
Good morning. James Aton, Operations Division Chief within the EDS Department. Yes, so they will be working on all detection or anything related to traffic signals.
Okay.
Good.
Well, just to let you
Thank
know,
you.
I've had another complaint about the length of time or lack thereof on Shelmore for the straight through. So you could just check that, please. I know that's been a problem because it's difficult because of where that signal is on 17 to make sure you got good progression there. But I know we've got a school that got a lot of parents picking up their small children there at certain times of the day. And I think that's probably where the issue is, but I don't.
We can certainly take another look at it.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Anything else?
Move for approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All right. We got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Award for contract for replacement of weapons for the police department?
Yes, the town requested a quote from the South Carolina State Contract Holder for replacement weapons for the police department. Staff reviewed the South Carolina State contract and determined that Craig's Firearm Supply Incorporated's quote was responsive and responsible. Staff recommends awarding the contract to Craig's Firearm Supply Incorporated in the amount of $43,787.65 for the replacement weapons. Although this total is under the $100,000 limit, because of our current resolution, R15081, regarding seized funds, the committee must forward the recommendation to full town council for approval.
Okay. Any discussion, committee?
My only question
How did I know you were going to have a question again? That's
I'm sorry. No, it doesn't deal with the irons. It deals with the amount and how that's changed. Probably got changed before I got on council, and I'm just curious what that is.
If you're speaking, sir, of the threshold, we're going to be recommending that you address that in the next item.
Okay. Move for approval, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Second. We're just.
Right, you got a motion to second.
We're moving to approve to send to council, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Review and possible action with regard to amending approval and spending authorization levels relative to seized asset funds. Eric, did you want to? You mentioned that. Did you want to say something about it, or?
I can, sir. I'm prepared to. I know Tammy is as well.
Oh, okay. Well, then go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
On this slide, our current requirements for threshold approval when using seized funds is on the left-hand side box. Those were the levels that were established with that resolution, R15081, back in 2015. In 2018, the town's procurement code was repealed and replaced with the limits shown in the right-hand box. So the prior agenda item we just approved is the first one we've had using the seized fund for over $25,000 threshold since the procurement code change. And we'd like to take this opportunity to bring the seized thresholds into alignment with our current procurement code. This will keep us in conformance with state code moving forward.
Okay. Committee?
No, sir.
So we're basically just increasing. Are we increasing from 25,000 to 100,000
for town council?
For town council?
Correct.
Just like, Ms. Cooley, just like the current threshold for everything else. This particular thing, when it has
it's
to do with seized assets,
okay,
was out of whack. We've noticed it, and we think it makes some sense to just keep it consistent across all of our purchasing thresholds.
Okay, I got you. I'd move to approve.
Second.
All right, we got a motion for approval and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Item number 8 is award of contract for health insurance stop loss coverage.
Yes, the town solicited proposals from qualified firms to provide health insurance stop loss coverage. One proposal was received from Tokio Marine HCC Stop Loss Group, our current provider. Staff, along with the town's benefits consultants, reviewed the proposal and pricing and found the firm to be responsive and responsible. The proposed rate for fiscal year 23 is $630,367, which is a 17% increase from prior year. Staff therefore requests approval to execute an acceptable contract with Tokio Marine HCC Stop Loss Group for health insurance stop loss coverage.
All right. Committee? Ms. Gorman?
And this is basically because we are self-insured. This is just protecting us from catastrophic spending.
Absolutely, yes. It's a secondary or excessive insurance that basically puts a ceiling or limit on what claims we will pay out individually and aggregate as a whole for the town.
And of course, staff has done their research, and this is still way more financially smart than going, not being self-insured.
If we did not do the stop-loss coverage, we would be opening ourselves up for potential catastrophic limits for the claims. So this allows us to remain in budget, even if something, you know, catastrophic or unexpected happened.
Okay.
Good. Howard?
Well, my question is this the same company
this
that
we use?
I recognize the name.
Yes.
That's why.
It's our current provider.
Yeah.
And they just increased the rates by like, what, 15%?
Health claims price increases are increasing.
Yeah.
17%.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Committee?
Move for approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All right. We got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Award of a contract for the third-party administrator TPA for town health care.
So the town solicited proposals for a third-party administrator, or TPA, to administer medical, prescription, and dental benefits for its self-insured plans as our current contract is ending. Three bids were received, and all vendors were brought on-site for shortlist interviews and presentations. Following the presentations, the selection committee unanimously voted to submit a recommendation to the Bids and Purchases Committee that staff enter into negotiations with Planned Administrators Incorporated, PAI, for this project. PAI is our existing third-party administrator, as they actually merged with TCC, Thomas Cooper and Company, last year. So we've had lots of name changes. As such, they continue to utilize our current Blue Shield, Blue Cross Blue Shield network. Staff therefore requests permission to enter into negotiations with PAI to provide third-party administrator services for town health care. Should the negotiations be successful, staff further requests permission to contract with this firm. In the event the negotiations are unsuccessful, staff requests permission to negotiate with the next responsive offer, which was Health Plans Incorporated.
Okay, thank you very much. Committee?
Move for approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All right, we got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Thank you very, very much. You did a great job sitting in the last minute like this. Guys, without any further issues, we'll go ahead and adjourn.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're adjourned.